And I'm excited about this next segment here because we get to talk about something that I had really never heard of until earlier this week. At St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church, they're having a Christmas cookie walk. And here to tell us more about the cookie walk is Aaron Becker. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want you to explain to all of us how this cookie walk works exactly. I've read a couple of descriptions. I think it's very, very fascinating, a pretty unique idea as well. How does this all work?
Sure. Well, we've had many busy volunteer bakers over the past couple of days and probably into tonight and tomorrow making us some fresh homemade cookies, and we will sell those by the pound for $8 a pound. So customers will arrive to the church, and they can take a to-go container, and then they get to walk through our buffet of delicious cookies and hand select them, and then they'll pay by the pound at the end of the line. And but those for in a hurry or who might have time trouble deciding what kind of cookies they like, we also have grab-and-go trays available for $10, and those are pre-wrapped and make great gifts for friends and neighbors or postal workers or radio show hosts.
Right. See, I like what you did there. I like what you did there. So those are just like a random assortment put together by the bakers, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, very cool stuff. Now, where and when is this all taking place?
So this will take place this Sunday, December 17th, starting at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it'll be in the St. Francis Xavier Church basement, which is at 606 East Washington Street in Medina. And I should say, if you happen to be in Medina Saturday evening, we will have just those grab-and-go trays available from about 5:45 to 6:30 to catch our post-Saturday night mass crowd, too. So,
about how many bakers do you have lined up for Sunday's event?
We always have last-minute ones added, so we'll probably get somewhere between 80 and 100, I would hope.
Okay, that's a pretty good chunk of bakers, too. And you mentioned that when you go there, it's basically cookies by the pound. But you can go baker to baker, pick up a couple of cookies here, a couple of cookies there. And when you get to the finish line, it's almost like when you're getting the produce at the grocery store, right? You weigh it and see what the damage is, right?
Exactly. It's nice because you don't have to bake all those different types of cookies yourself, but you can get a nice selection of cookies. They're set up in a buffet style. It makes it real nice and easy.
Very cool stuff. Again, Aaron Becker is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the Christmas Cookie Walk this Sunday at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Medina. Well, you and I had exchanged a couple of emails earlier today, and we were talking about how long this event had been around. I mentioned I thought it was a pretty cool, unique idea. I had never heard of it, but you were telling me that this has been going on for 20 years, right?
Yes, and I actually, after we emailed today, I found out the woman who started it, Sue Simmons, who started 20 years, she actually got the idea from her childhood church. So the idea goes even farther back because they had great success with this too. So when they were looking for another way to raise some money for our, you know, parent-teacher committee, this came up, and 20 years farther, it's still going strong.
How long have you been associated with the event?
So I just started with the event last year. And so we try to make some updates and some changes. So we added a baker's contest back in. That was something we kind of pulled from the archives with this event. There used to be a baker's contest, and we brought that back this year and last year. And we added a best youth baker category, too, because in the prior years, there weren't as many student bakers. But now I would say probably a quarter to a third of our bakers are actually students. And last year, in fact, not only did a student win the youth baker award, but a student also won the award for best presentation, too.
Wow. Okay. So what kinds of awards, what kinds of competitions are there then, too? If you're looking at Best Baker, who determines that? Do you have a panel of judges? Is it kind of like a taste test type deal? How does that work?
So we have a panel of judges, which is made up of one of our parish priests, Father Chris, and we also get a school teacher and then also a student council representative. And they get the job of tomorrow evening tasting all the cookies of the bakers who've said that they want to be in the competition. And they pick the best presentation, the tastiest, the best youth baker, and then best overall.
Now, as far as creativity goes, I mean, do you guys have like a decorative competition as well? Because with Christmas cookies, it's always interesting. I would say taste. That's just my own personal preference. Taste is more important than anything else. But I have seen people go crazy with some of these Christmas cookies where the decorations are so doggone good that you're afraid to eat those things because you're afraid of ruining a piece of art.
Yes, and I would tell you that the best presentation category last year was probably one of the hardest to judge. We had ones that looked like Santa's belly. We had some that looked like angels. We had beautiful sugar cookies that were decorated. And then one of the students did ones that looked like Christmas lights that were strung together with licorice.
Wow. So how many students get involved in this usually?
I would say last year, which was the first year we really invited students to bake, we probably got about a quarter of our bakers to a third were students.
Okay, and then if you end up winning an award like this, is it just kind of like a pat on the back? It gives you bragging rights until next year?
It's bragging rights with a nice little gift we include, nothing big, and then we do put the winning ribbons on those cookies so that as people go through the buffet that Sunday, and they'll know which ones, you know, our panel of celebrity judges really liked the best.
And this goes towards a nice cause as well, because some of these cookies are actually taken to senior adult living homes too, correct?
We've encouraged people as we've, you know, advertised this event. This is a great way to bring cookies, you know, buy some cookies to bring to your local nursing homes, police stations, all those sorts of things. And then all the money raised goes to our St. Francis Xavier Parent Teacher Committee. And this is the committee that provides our teachers and students with resources that really enhance our students' educational experience. So that includes providing mini grants to our teachers for supplemental classroom activities. It can be new playground equipment like jump ropes and balls. Recently, with St. Nicholas Day, all the classes got gifts of games or things that they can enjoy during inside recess. So that's just a few of the things that committee does for our school and our students throughout the year.
Again, we're talking with Aaron Becker about the Christmas Cookie Walk at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church. It goes down in Medina this Sunday. I know you're one of the organizers of the event, but do you put your cooking skills, your baking skills to use in this?
I have in the past. I got to decide how much time I end up with tomorrow morning, so we'll see how that goes. But I've done some peanut butter chocolate bars that are kind of like Buckeyes, but they're in bar form that usually go over pretty well.
Oh, wow. So this isn't just cookies then. This opens up the whole dessert door.
It does. I mean, this year we may even have some nut rolls thrown in there. We've had some bakers ask if they could bring some different things, so we'll kind of see what goes. So you might get surprised with what you find when you come, but there'll definitely be a lot of delicious homemade cookies.
I love the variety. So you throw Buckeyes in there and nut roll. Nut roll ends up being one of the more underrated Christmas items, I think. If you give me the choice between a good fruitcake and a good nut roll, I'll take nut roll all day, every day. It really oftentimes gets overlooked. Although, if you're paying per the pound, you got to be careful because that nut roll, it's pretty dense, no question about
it. Right. And they may be priced a little different. We'll have to wait and see how it all pans out when everything gets dropped off at our sale by our great bakers.
That sounds like it's going to be a very tasty event on Sunday, no question. Have to ask you also, what kinds of activities are available for the kids that attend this event?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So at our church, we also have a St. Francis Xavier Moms group, and they've been kind enough to sponsor a cookie decorating table for our kids. So as the mom and dads are shopping the cookie buffet, kids can go over to that table and decorate a sugar cookie with frosting and sprinkles and all that, and then get to enjoy it so they can get in on the fun. And then in addition to that, we'll also have complimentary coffee and hot chocolate sponsored by our 2018 St. Francis Xavier Men's Renewal Team. So as moms or dads are shopping, the rest of the family can socialize, have some beverages, and enjoy cookies themselves.
Absolutely. Let the sugar rush take you through the rest of the afternoon when you're sampling, too. That sounds like it's going to be really, really fun. Now, putting you on the spot here for just a second, since you were able to taste some of the goodies last year when you were there, what were a few that really stood out to you? Because if our listeners are going to this event, they want to know which stations or which bakers they should pay a special visit to when they're loading up the cookies on their plate before the final weigh-in.
Right. I would say one that stuck in my mind from last year, it was phyllo dough filled with this raspberry jam, and it was delicious. It wasn't something you'd normally see, and it was really good. So I would say that was one of my favorites, and then I'm just always a sucker for peanut butter blossoms with the Hershey Kisses. Those are always my favorites. So
those are great any time of the year, not just for the holidays, but I think any time of the year you could especially enjoy those also. You mentioned this a little bit earlier in the interview, but I want to bring it back up again. You gave me a couple of examples of one that certainly passed the eye test. As far as the decorative aspect of it went last year, maybe some repeat items you're expecting this year, what were some of the cookies you saw last year from a purely a decorative standpoint that really stood out to you?
Yeah, like I mentioned, last year I think our best overall went to a Santa belly cookie, and it really looked like Santa's big pot belly, and they were adorable. So those I think will be back this year, and I know we also have one of our teacher's aides in the school makes these gorgeous decorated sugar cookies every year, and they're nice big size ones too, so the kids always love them, and I we're expecting those back again this year too. So, but everyone just kind of uses their creativity, and we see what we get when they drop them off, but it's always impressive.
Awesome stuff. Well, Aaron, before we cut you loose, for those that are just tuning in and did not get a chance to hear this at the very beginning of the interview, again, one more time, where and when is the Christmas Cookie Walk taking place?
Yes, thanks. So the St. Francis Xavier Annual Christmas Cookie Walk will take place this Sunday, December 17th. from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in our church basement at 606 East Washington Street in Medina.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m. sounds like that's the place to be this coming Sunday. So get on out there if you are in the area, because there will be a lot of great Christmas cookies for you to sample. Aaron, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by, and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.